One of the points in the recent US letter to Iran was a request for Tehran to dissolve the Iraqi Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF. By sending this message, the US aims to suggest that this resistance group is an Iranian proxy and that by pressuring the Islamic Republic to dissolve it, they can gain a strategic advantage in negotiations. However, various parties have emphasized that the PMF and the other resistance groups in the region maintain independent policies and actions, and their alignment with Iran is only in their ideology and strategy, which focuses on defending the oppressed and fighting against imperialism and the Zionist regime. Recently, US President Donald Trump sent a letter to Iran demanding the dissolution or merging of the Iraqi Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF. The PMF was formed in 2014 following a fatwa by Grand Ayatollah Sistani to fight against ISIS. The PMF has played a vital role in defeating ISIS and defending Iraq's sovereignty, which has made it a significant part of the resistance axis. The United States has long sought to weaken the PMF, viewing it as a challenge to American interests in the region. Despite various efforts such as military attacks, economic sanctions, and media campaigns, PMF remains a powerful force in Iraq. Its success in combating ISIS and securing Iraq has made it an obstacle to US objectives in the country. The conflict escalated after the US supported Israel's aggression against Gaza, with American forces becoming a shield for Israeli actions. Tensions between the PMF and the US increased as PMF-affiliated groups targeted US bases in retaliation for illegal Israeli airstrikes against Gaza. Trump views these attacks as a threat to the US presence in the region and sees dissolving the PMF as a way to reduce these risks. Additionally, the US seeks to reshape Iraq's political landscape, pushing the country toward greater dependence on the West while weakening independent groups like the PMF. Recent developments in Syria have added further complexity to Iraq's security situation. The US and Israel, alongside Turkey and groups like Hayat Tahrir al-Sham (HTS), have created instability in Syria. This instability threatens to spill over into Iraq, especially given the long border with Syria. There are concerns about a rise in terrorism and a potential resurgence of ISIS, which could further destabilize Iraq. The US effort to dissolve the PMF is part of a broader strategy to diminish Iraq's defense capabilities and increase reliance on American power. Such a move would also benefit Western-backed factions in Iraq, who want to reduce Iranian influence and align Iraq more with US and Saudi policies. The PMF, alongside its political allies in the coordination framework, holds significant sway in Iraq's parliament and serves as a counterbalance to Western-backed groups. While the PMF is a key part of Iraq's defense structure, its dissolution is unlikely. It was officially integrated into the Iraqi military in 2019, and any effort to disband it would require parliamentary approval, which is improbable given the PMF's popularity and influence. The group also has a strong backing from the Iraqi religious leadership, particularly from Ayatollah Sistani. As long as the PMF enjoys this support, US efforts to weaken it will likely fail. In conclusion, the US attempt to dissolve the PMF is aimed at reducing Iran's influence in Iraq and undermining the region's resistance axis. Despite the challenges, the PMF's popular support and religious backing make its dissolution highly unlikely. Any attempt to weaken the PMF could lead to further political and security crises in Iraq.